Well, Catherine, I've had a long talk with the principal of the school about this, and they're extremely worried about the dangers presented to children crossing that road in the morning. The principal pointed out five different incidents that he knew of where cars had broken the red light there and came on through. And he told me of one where he said only the child himself had the wit to step back onto the footpath, would have been cut in two. And it's a dangerous situation, and we can talk about, you know, parents parking, we can talk about educating children on crossing the road and all the rest, but if drivers are going to drive through red lights, then we need to look at protecting our children. And I think the answer is to have a lollipop lady or traffic warden or whatever there in the morning for the start of the school day, and the same in the evening. It's only 15 minutes each way, and it's not going to cost anyone a fortune. And I think it's a proper solution, and it's been an ongoing issue now for a number of years, and it's a huge worry for the school, for the parents, for the teachers, and for the board of management, and I feel it has to be addressed.
It is quite concerning given the fact that there are a lot of traffic calming measures already in place outside the school.
Yeah, that's right, and particularly from Kevin, from the town side, if you like, from the Tesco side out, there's an awful lot of traffic. And to me, from talking to the principal, there's just been too many scares there and too many worries. And I think we have a responsibility, above all things else, to protect our children and protect our children going to school. It shouldn't be a worry for parents about them crossing the road. And no one wants to see an accident happen there, but I think the best protection that we can give them is to provide a traffic warden in the morning and evening.